Now, we want to talk knits this morning, and we want to get into this because it's not really something I have much experience with, Das.
But never had head lice before.
Never had head lice in my life, no.
Well, neither have I, actually. You know, I think there's certain types of people that they just don't not attracted to. So yeah. It's been
I'm
in my house
regularly.
I'm also
not one of those people who gets bitten by mosquitoes very much.
I don't get
either.
Bitten
you
by
know,
mozzies
some people are...
We must have the same blood type or something, Will. I never get bitten by mozzies.
Mm. You wouldn't want to get our blood tests mixed up, though, Das. There'd be certain jobs that might preclude you from...
I might have been banned for life had I swapped samples with you at a particular stage.
So what about you, Ed? Have you ever had lice? Did the kids ever bring lice home?
Well, it was a bit of a subject back in the old days out at St. Dominic's in Broadie. Mm-hmm. Remember, they used to have all sorts of things, not just in Broadie. I remember at one stage was a scabies outbreak around Victoria. Oh. That was big. So we got rid of that one. But your point,
the head lice is a hardy annual.
Look,
for
lice is—that doesn't matter. That's the point. Clean hair can attract the lice. One of the
well, the article today is saying clean hair or dirty hair—it doesn't matter. And that's a bit of an urban myth.
I'll put a bit of product in. I'd rather be safe than sorry. But
my big issue, Ed, is that head lice is. If kids are at school, Will, they're going to get head lice. Guaranteed. No one wants to talk about it. You're not going, geez, my kid's got lice. Because suddenly they're a bit of a leper. Mm. But what people are doing, they go, oh, you know what? Bit of hard work, got to actually treat it. To treat it specifically takes a fair bit of detailed treatment. You've got to get it at the start.
How does it work?
Well, you've got to get it at the start, and then you've got to get the next cycle before they lay eggs.
You've got
again.
To get the eggs, yeah.
So if you miss the timing,
hang on
that,
they're laying eggs on your head.
They're laying eggs, and that's how it works.
Burrowing
into
your head.
And creepy crawlies rolling through your hair.
Yeah.
So you need to then get the second cycle and have that sorted out. But the problem is, if in between that, other person sitting next to you at school says, you know, I'm just going to ride this one out.
Yeah.
The cycle goes on and on. You can be on your 15th bout of head lice.
So 133353, we're also talking not only head lice, but people who send their kids to school with conjunctivitis or the flu and all that sort of stuff. They do that, parents, don't they?
What do you mean?
I understand parents if they've got to go to work and they haven't got any carers and things like that. However, you can't throw your toxic kid into the classroom.
Yeah, 133353. I want to hear about the head lice stories. Yeah. Have you sent your kid to school with head lice?
And it's like
have you got a treatment? Are you a sufferer of your kids getting head lice every second month?
Yeah, get on the line, 1-2. It's like people turn up to work and sneeze and cough all over. You go, mate, stay home. Get out of the way.
You know? Says a man who's never taken a day off work.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd put him in quarantine. I'd get a leper colony here. These people. 133353, want to hear about it. So, Das, it's all happening all around Melbourne, the head lice.
Head lice invasions, big story this morning. Everyone's got their kids back at school. You would have just dropped them off this morning. Give us a call. Is head lice a big issue for you? 133353.
There. So if your kid's rubbing his head against the...
against the wall.
Against the wall. The
sleep sort belt. Out the head lice. Lots of callers ready to go, Rosie, but some tweets coming through too.
Yeah, have a look at MMM Hot Breakfast. A lot of home remedies, including tea tree oil. A few people suggesting kerosene. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, that's an old one,
but
that one.
Raquel has tweeted.
Especially if you light it. It
Well, Peter said it's not good for the grass, but, you know, it's good for the hair. Raquel tweeted saying, use half a dose of cat frontline, which is what I use for my punter. So it gets rid of worms and all sorts of things and fleas. Mm. She reckons half a dose of cat frontline, which is just like the squirty thing that you put in the back of the cat's neck, works every time. And is good for over a month. I consulted my vet and said it was safe. I don't know. I'm not wearing a white lab coat.
What does your kid do? Lick himself clean after?
So.
Well, you also have to put one of those plastic things around your kid's neck.
Collar of shame.
The bucket.
I've got a call through from a friend saying a former AFL footballer used to treat his kids' lice with cattle lice treatment. It worked a treat, apparently.
Okay. Okay. Really? We're naming names or not?
Not naming names, but you can maybe join the
cattle farm. Danny Frawley?
No. The one with the moustache or not?
No, not
Brian Taylor.
No. Might have been more up the medical end of proceedings, but anyway. Yeah.
Jason's on the line from Berwick. What do you do with the knits, Jase?
Yeah, g'day, guys. My daughter, I've got two kids. One of them always seems to get it. The younger one doesn't seem to get it at all. But, yeah, I reckon 8 times my kids had it. And she's just now become the knit Nazi. She sits next to a new kid in class. She'll always just check over their hair.
Yeah.
Seeing there's any, sometimes she comes home, I can see the mums on and dad, you know, I'm not sitting next to this kid anymore. But yeah, it's a month process because you've got to treat them 7 days after the 3 times the first time you treat them. So, and they hate its guts. As soon as they get the notice home, there's knits in the class, right, you're getting your head cleaned. It's just
a nightmare, Jace, isn't it? The cycle keeps going.
I'm still itchy like 30 years later just hearing it.
Where do they come from? Why come we can't get rid of nits?
Because people send their kids to school because that's the problem.
But, but where do they originate from? Does anyone know? Mm-hmm. I'll check it out. Okay.
Yeah. Denmark. I don't know.
you go and Google that in the corner. we'll take some more calls.
Judy's on the line from Gisborne. Talking head lice. Judy, what can you tell us?
Well, I've come across a remedy that should help you get rid of them and help you keep them off.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. What you do is you rinse their hair with mouthwash.
Oh.
And then you wrap it in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And you put a shower cap over the lot and then you leave it on for an hour.
And so one dose of mouthwash and that'll do it, Judy? Kills them.
Hang on. Got more.
Oh, there's more. Hang on,
you rinse their hair with white vinegar.
Yeah.
Wow.
So hang on, mouthwash, wrap it in plastic, put a shower cap on for an hour.
You're not cooking, I know.
And then white vinegar after that.
White vinegar, and then you wrap it up and put in the plastic and the shower cap for another hour.
Yeah.
And then you comb it with the lice. Oh, no, though, then you shampoo it with regular shampoo.
Okay.
And comb it with a lice comb.
Okay.
Judy.
That should get rid of them, because that should get rid of them. But then every time they go to school or go out or anywhere they're likely to get their lice, you spray their hair with mouthwash, just like you do with hairspray.
Did Joaquin's not have a lot of friends at school, Judy, as a consequence? Thanks for your call, Judy. Nuno's on the line from Coburg. How do you deal with the head lice, Nuno?
Mate, I can deal with it. My mum did. Growing up, we were talking 40 years ago. We had head lice and a towel over your head and mortine, mate, and that used to kill everything.
Mortine.
Mortine, mate.
Jeez.
We 40 years ago, you didn't have this head lice. You can go buy it at the chemist, so it was simple. Put a towel over your head and mum would spray mortine. You sit on the washing machine, towel over your head, and that's it, mate. You got mortine.
School of hard knocks out there in Coburg, isn't it? Righto. Here we go.
Just grab the mortine, love.
Nuno seems to have survived, right?
Less popular character than Louis the Fly.
How's your research going on where that's come from?
North America it comes from originally, Dars.
Okay.
Unlike the body variety of the lice, I suppose that's crabs, is it? It's taking a turn. They don't bite, but they burrow in. They live off your blood. That's what they are. Mm. Mm. They're not contagious, though.
Yes, they are.
Contagious. They are extremely contagious.
Did you miss the whole conversation or not? That's what we're talking about.
If they're not contagious, then... excuse me. Jeez, all right. Oh, we're going to be like that, are we?
I mean, when we're just being sticklers for you saying the complete opposite of what it actually is, then I guess contagious. We are going to be like that.
The source of food is human blood, which they can get from your scalp. Head lice can't fly.
Don't you mean the source of their food is not human blood?
And can't live in water very long away from
their host.
So they
can live in water.
Yeah, but not for very long if it's away from the host, okay? In fact, they cling to the hair strands for dear life when you bathe. So that's what they're doing, hanging in there.
Mm. Do you feel like we've cleared that up,
guys? I think we've sorted that out for everyone. 17 minutes past 8.
Still itchy.